For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Governor Greg Gianforte extended the deadline to apply for two property tax relief programs to June 1st, giving Montanans with a substantial hardship more time to apply for relief. They are the Property Tax Assistance Program and the Montana Disabled Veterans Property Tax Assistance Program. The Pacific Legal Foundation is a repeat player at the Supreme Court of the United States, winning 18 of 20 direct representation cases involving property rights, free speech, and the Clean Water and Endangered Species Acts. Joshua Thompson, senior attorney of the Equality and Opportunity Practice Group, was recently on Voices of Montana with a proposal.
Let's end discrimination by government once and for all. It's been 50 years since the civil rights laws were passed. It's been 70 years since Brown versus Board of Education was decided. It's time for government to get out of the business of using race and sex to discriminate against its citizens.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.